got to be the, still, the overriding control of us, we've got to not be doing anything.
I know, I agree.
That's very important.
I'm only ready to.
You got to have other people doing it.
And we got.
I couldn't agree more, I didn't mean to suggest that I want us to get caught, but no.
I'd be more concerned if we didn't have a very able guy on the outside that's working on this work. He's terrific.
And Neil's better than anybody we've got in our.
He is, and he's, for example, he said she did beautifully on the Cupson show this week, so that's a hell of an audience in Chicago, we don't see it here.
So that's, once you get her out with, George Button, George Button.
She's going out to Putnam, she's not, LA is the one listening to her.
Is that, if they need any financing? I want to be sure that there's plenty of financing for her travels or anything.
We take care of this.
All right.
To an extent, you have to be postured correctly on the issue. It's to keep it neutral, but it is.
Oh, I know.
You could have been.
You know,
and that's always going to frustrate the bulk of your staff because the budget works full time on the other things. And that's understandable, whether you like
sparring or
told someone to do it easy, sucked in on that one.
Which is it?
Oh, sign something about aircraft contract.
Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah.
Not now, it's
that issue.
Won't go be in the
media. Oh, well, that's
right. Good reason not to.
Well, what I was going to add is that we can take that man a piece and we can give it one hell of a ride.
But you know, but
you want to get, if you bill Bob in on your, any of the hair stuff that he might be in there.
No, I want to because some of it's fascinating. He was much more forthcoming than I thought. He came out with a lot of good stuff yesterday that he hadn't given me before. I think he was saving it for you. Huh. But his latest poll for Monday, the first time more than a year, more than 50% of the American people think President Nixon is doing a good to excellent job in the White House. Mr. Nixon's current 51-48% positive job rate contrasts sharply with his low of 41-56% negative back in March of this year.
41?
That was the lowest it's ever been, was March of last year, right after last. He never published that, by the way. But he's publishing, he's publishing it now to show the tremendous recovery this year.
He never did that before. Oh. He stacks up all those numbers and he can use them for any purpose he wants.
And he's
got him using them for our purpose.
He's been digging back using, he never used good numbers before publicly. Now he's using good numbers publicly and using it to compare bad numbers.
Or papers by the city. He has some good numbers that he hadn't used.
Yeah, I forced, that was last summer. I forced those out of him in the campaign. And,
okay.
But now he's, but in here, the point I wanted to make is in here, the leading category, which he said is the highest he's ever seen on any president, working for peace in the world, is now 64 positive, 24 negative, 12 not sure, up from July, which was 48, 48, 4.
And see, that's remarkable when you consider you still got the war going.
Oh my God, sensation.
That it's now your war.
Yeah.
And that the networks, you would think the war was raging with 5 million American troops in that.
Networks are terrible.
I want, as I told you, I don't do it very often. I watched the CBS news last night. There was 8 minutes of the Vietnam War on. And I said to Joe afterwards, you watch that, you figure that the only thing that's happening in the world is a terrible war in Vietnam. Let's look at how the newspaper played that. So I looked at the Washington Star last night. There wasn't one word on the front page about the war. I turned to page 2. Not one word. Page 3. Page 4. Nothing. 5. Page 6 was the first story in the Star on the war. And it was the only story in the Star. And there were two minor items. One about that prisoner coming home, which was a positive story, basically.
Yeah.
Although they turned it to negative by putting his asshole father on, who is about as qualified to talk about it as Manolo is, to explain how we should set our policy on POWs, which is we should offer to trade them 10 for 1.
Well, what, I'll tell you exactly,
which we'd already done, right?
Exactly what has happened. They have used those Irvin committees, hearings, to put forth their great case that they're being intimidated by government, and they've gotten away with it this week.
That's worked the other way. That's kind of...
Well, I think it does, but it increases their arrogance. That's the bitch of the
time. Right.
Somebody stepped
friendly on there the other night was terrible.
Well, Thurman did a good job.
Thurman did a superb job.
He really did.
Oh, he just kicked him all over the place.
I talked to Thurman yesterday.
He was great. He really was.
Great. He was smart, John. Everybody's learning about him. He's smart as hell.
He played it smart. And then these newspaper guys come on and say it's a bunch of hogwash. By intimidating the media. He was great last night, the guy that newspaper guy was on.
Ridiculous.
He said, I have yet to see a new...
You're not able to do it as long as you've got to get a little bit more rational. You're not a school guys that you're dating, you know, they're coming out tomorrow.
Have you guys used that today?
Well, yes, they've been, that's one thing they haven't said about it, but they've used it well. But what they do...
But they do these incredible... They had a long, about 5-minute report about automobile accidents or motorcycle accidents in Vietnam. They went on and on about how you know, when some Vietnamese guy bumps into one of our trucks or something and damages his motorcycle, we jump out and pay him $10 so he won't file a complaint, as if that were some evil thing that we were doing. And they interviewed about six lieutenants and all this stuff on it. It's unbelievable. Well, the stuff they dream up.
The point is,
do we survive that sort of crap?
Because of the big moves.
Yeah, you just totally have the point.
It seems that in any part now, it seems to me, basically, that they are trying. I think they're having a hell of a time. Maybe we have the Soviet announcement. They haven't said a word about it, did you notice?
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Not very little.
Not much.
Yeah. Well,
I told her they wouldn't. They would lose it for 3-4 weeks and 5 months.
Well, the column share, the TV is not doing much on it.
My wife's looking at TV, guys, and I'm reading it.
TV's for God's sake, they're going already.
So they can be sure, so they know what this is. The Democrats, what do they said about it?
No, well, they're screaming. Well, it was a hell of a... You didn't see last night's story?
Jim Doyle.
Doyle had a piece that...
The bars had a sensational...
Jim Doyle, who's an ex-Boston Globe liberal, just said... Nixon's dropped the third shoe. I think he used the third shoe.
The third shoe on the Democrats.
And he said that the private, they're all meeting here, you know, on this reform fight. Where, by the
he wrote it the day before the migration.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it's the story of Napoleon and Grand Slam. I saw the Grand Slam.
Nixon's third shoe falls on Democrats. And
that's great. He says, he's killing us is the only thing they can say at the Democratic National Committee.
That's a direct quote. A direct quote from one of the top party officials at the National Committee is, quote, he's killing us.
Read some of that, because it's really very cleverly written.
It's a beautiful thing. He said that he talks about the new prosperity. For months, the Democrats had called for wage and price control, even passed legislation to embarrass the president. And in using what he had disclaimed, Nixon may have raised some credibility problems, but he also raised the stock market. And 2 months later, Democrats were still trying to adjust their defenses to the new prosperity. Now comes the Moscow announcement. Democrats who were not batted into silence by this latest blockbuster could only say it seemed like a good idea. Goes on to say that they're just floundering, that you know, they're in a hell of a...
Read this thing about China. He's got it. That's a good move. Good
time. You mean in the very beginning?
Well, first was the announcement of a red China visit, which overnight turned Cold Warrior Nixon into a man that sounded credible when he tried out his 72 slogan, A Generation of Peace.
Then there was an
impressive. Then Moscow. Oh, yeah. They had planned for next spring in the primary states. They would spend much of their treasure to grasp the public's attention, which, while deciding who would be the candidate, now they find that Richard Nixon has already blocked out that time for his travels, and the headlines seem likely to follow him, not the Democrats. It has raised a question, whispered in the dead of night, of just how much the Democratic nomination is worth in 1972. Here it is more than a year before the election, and already two Democratic candidates have dropped out before the time a man might normally start running.
Yeah, one of the...
By Hughes.
And they say, for the Democrats, the problem is more than just world peace and the economy. In the past, they were able to regroup and attack the president's Supreme Court nominees, at least. Even that's failed as a strategy. The administration floated the name of Senator Robert Byrd as a possible court appointee last weekend. Although he was compared unfavorably by many with the name of Harold Carswell, Byrd is the Senate's Democratic whip, and some of the most unequivocal Nixon critics found themselves equivocating. Senator McGovern of South Dakota had earned the reputation of the most straight-talking of the potential candidates, a man who knew his mind, and unlike the cautious Edmund Muskie, did not require days of consultation before announcing his opinion. But in the course of 36 hours, McGovern found his opinion of Byrd turning almost full circle, and he recites that what he had done. It was all a painful experience, all the more so because McGovern and his aides do not believe that the president would ever send Byrd's name to the Senate. Muskie avoided the Byrd dilemma, but enhanced his own reputation as a silent equivocator.
Yeah, I saw a little
Did you, I don't know whether you heard about the column in Chicago that was presented by Mike Royko, who is most widely read columnist of the...
About the last sentence I heard about that.
Well, the whole column is one of the most sensational I've ever read. And he's certainly no friend of yours, but... Have you seen it, then?
Larry's friend of Joe Woods.
Unlike Mr. Nixon, Edward Kennedy is considered capable of great change and growth. Mr. Nixon has been viewed with more contempt for having been an eager but incompetent football player at Whittier College than Edward Kennedy has for cheating in some of his college exams. And you still hear some people asking if you would buy a car from somebody like Mr. Nixon. I wish that the same people just once would ask if you would ride in a car with Edward Kennedy. Well, it's caused a hell of a sensation in Chicago. I had people...
That's when they ought to start. That's a great line. A picture of Ted Kennedy saying, would you ride in a car with this man?
Yeah. We've got some of those mod posters there.
Could you get one of those, get that poster made around? That's what the whole other Kennedy rallies.
You know how they hurt you with it, tried to hurt you with this. Would you buy a used car? Well, would you ride in the car? He did it very tenderly. Of course, the whole column is fantastic. He said,
They ought to say, would you ride in a used car with this man?
He talks about all the things that you have done in your first 3 years, and he said, if your name were Kennedy, I imagine that if a person named Kennedy had done these things, his followers would be singing songs from Camelot while the workman began carving his handsome likeness in the Mount Rushmore. It's a fabulous Camelot. It's being distributed there. One of the difficulties, Mr. President, on points like this Kennedy remark we only see in the news summary analysis just can't be that complete.
You're aware of this.
But I see
just one of those things that gotta continue to bounce around.
This was a big article in the Boston Globe. Go over to blast Kennedy for a mark about VOWs. And it's a...
Go on,
it's a hell of a negative story on Kennedy. Then it goes on. There was the front page of the Traveler. Goldwater says Ted exploits president. It just sent to me from Boston. And it was on the radio widely when he did it. These kind of things, they're hard to measure because we sit here just glued to that damn tube on the three networks. But around the country, these things aren't lost. They have a cumulative impression. Cumulative impact. Hey, I can't understand Kennedy's politics, sir, but this Q-Bird.
What is the Gallup thing now coming up? What is his next figure? Has he got it yet? Poll last and he got a handle.
Still polling, I think.
Why is he delayed now? God damn it, he's delayed.
Well, his story is it because he runs three of them almost in a row there, you know, and he was going to skip a row. You got Vietnam done and China underway and Russia coming up and
But you know, it's Bob, you couldn't be more right. It's the networks, that's what I've been constantly trying to get a hold across the bigger climate. It's the networks that matter. I know the Star and the Times, and we the Times and the Post. Vietnam's not an issue in the papers anymore. It is not a significant issue.
Right.
Sorry. It's an issue on the networks. Because they got their reporters out there, and they got that huge investment out there. And frankly, of course, is hung up on it too. You know, he gets there every night. And gives his opinion.
Right.
Doesn't show his opinion. Isn't that correct?
Frankly now does. He's
Frankly's Germany.
He now acknowledges that it's an editorial on the air, like so.
Yeah. That's good. That's his pitch now. It's just an opinion thing.
Bob is absolutely correct. This week they just started, you can sense it, they just started to swing that pendulum a little. And we go through these cycles with them for a while. They're very good.
You mean swinging on Vietnam?
Well, yes, on Vietnam is the coverage.
You know what? We may have triggered into that for Russian us. May worry the shit out of them.
Yeah, I think they played hell out of the elections and didn't make much impact with it. And
then the Russians came to
that's right. And they're now talking about a platoon that wouldn't go into combat. Who wants to be the last man out to die?
Motorcycles.
Oh, go on.
Oh, my point is this. You guys are dealing with the Russian announcement. Either those is going to force our opponents to overreact the other way and try to...
Any place they
crank on.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that Doyle column is a reflection of it.
What can you do, Jack, to get our legislative troops going? They just told us to run.
No, I
think... They ought to be up, right, Bob?
It sure as hell should.
What else, what do you have to do to get them up?
You've got to take them by the hand, Mr. President, and walk them through it. And it's sad to say, but it's the only way it works. It's not only sad, it's unbelievable. The day that Goldwater, Bob and I discussed this, and I think we both know the solution if we find the right man, but the day that we got Goldwater to attack Kennedy, we not only had to write it for him, but we had to bring it back here to mimeograph it and take it back to the Senate press gallery because his office staff wouldn't do it. Unbelievable.
Why would they do it?
They were too busy with their own stuff. So we... And that's the problem. We need our own apparatus, our own guy who just does nothing but lead these fellows down and make them start off what we want them to start off and take them back. And they do it if you get to them personally. It's a hell of a time-consuming effort, but there's just no other way.
It's worth it. Yes, it is. Please tell me how much it is.
Well, you know, a perfect case. I talked to Ed Brooke yesterday morning and told him what we wanted.
He must feel pretty good.
He was just high as he could be. He said, this is fantastic. The president is just superb. Nothing came on the wire, so I called Ed back at 3 o'clock, and he said, I've just done it. Well, you know, if we'd been there, we'd have done it for him and gotten it out. These fellows all live in their own little world.
That's what it is, yeah. None of them, I guess, want to be national figures. Scott has done pretty well, I think. Or not, that's pretty well, don't you think?
Jerry does well, yeah.
So that's about me, that's what you try to do.
So does he use the assessment?
I test our assessment commonly, yeah, and he does. He doesn't always say the right, that's also the war.
Yeah.
Always guessing what's going to happen.
That's the problem. He loves to be out there with a prediction.
I personally feel like that man is doing that and then not away rather than waiting.
They're doing it, I think, isn't that?
Yes. I didn't know this morning, President Reagan, I've been trying to get Clark to buy a ticket.
Well, yesterday he told me the idea was to move it immediately.
That's what I thought.
Take the hit now. Right, unless it's changed.
I thought I had to get it on.
Well, it looks pretty, actually, it looks a little better right now. Than,
well, I bought, I agreed with Bob the UBI story, so it's one of the common people who should have been listening.
Well, you've got
that big Republicans. Sir, Jesus Christ, they should be shit. They should be unanimous, man. That's the whole thing. What the crazy have to do? They're not.
Yeah. you got a guy like Henry Smith, Hawkins, I don't believe that BPI. I can't believe Smith, but that kind of a guy who says.
I think that what's the rough spell there? Forget them.
Yeah. I'm so serious, there's no way you can get to Congress.
It's still worse, I said, it's hopeless.
Doesn't it? They're motivated by a totally different set of. You might as well face the fact that there's no way to reconcile it.
Plus, the quality has deteriorated very significantly in the last 10 years.
Yeah, you're right.
There was some real good, tough men up there, Russell.
Two things, the average quality has deteriorated, and the quality of the top men has deteriorated.
Yeah, and there's a new breed of demagogue up there. That, you know, Hartzmeyer in 1958, when he
was considered foolish,
was considered Nance. Now he's...
And now, well, there's another Nance. They're staffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of the interns and staffs and others up there, these bright young people, and they're all, for the most part, leaning tilt to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably keep these poor bastards from saying anything.
And the staffs are much bigger.
When I said they're bigger, I've got much more captive than a three of staff as I did. The amounts of $12,000 for the total staff. God, they've got 8, 10 in a congressman's office.
Oh, yeah.
They're big staffs and less control over them, less tied to them.
But Mr. President, you know, really looking at it, you've done pretty damn well in the last couple of months, Lee.
I always should have.
You sure have on those votes, and that has to have, you know, that has to strengthen leadership.
What's your opinion of Agnew and the
Has it changed? I think he's
coming out.
No, I don't think so.
So far.
I think for a while he was moving up.
No, I don't think he's coming up, and I don't think he's going down, you know.
I have a feeling they're not paying enough attention.
He's sort of faded. And then what will happen when he fades, he starts out and lashes out
in order to get paid news.
And then he goes up with a small group and down someone with a big group. Doesn't add anything.
No, and he's personally a little bit withdrawn now. I mean, he's very defensive, which makes it tough.
He's a terribly sensitive man.
Very.
Thank God we got to go to Greece. I don't think he's feel good about him at all. Don't read it. It means a lot to him. What's the matter with your stock market, people?
That's a funny thing.
We've done everything there. So the professional market just cranks along at 80, 80.
It'll keep bouncing until it'll keep where it is.
I helped down. Everybody said they'd keep bouncing until we announce phase two, so we announced it. And they said, so it's clarified, until labor comes along. They've come along. Now they say we're still uncertain.
No, the uncertainty is that the announcement of phase two hasn't answered for them the specific questions about what each one of them faces in its own business.
And phase two will never end.
Exactly the point. The thing they've got to understand is the principles of it and not the details.
Yeah.
They're just waiting now to see all the details.
Okay, but then your year-end earnings start coming out and all that kind of stuff. Things are going to look pretty good.
We hope.
Your retail sales are what will trigger that market like nothing.
Yeah, but you haven't had those yet.
Well,
cars are
open. That's all.
The others are not down. Why are they down?
I heard McCracken on that yesterday.
Well, he's got a very preliminary, says it'll never be, it won't be released, but what he's got at the moment shows sales up. Overall, but the car jobs is more than totally accounted for by automobiles.
The growth is more than totally accounted
for.
But the percentage over the last year is still running 8 to 9% during the month of September.
That's right.
And there were 2 weeks when it went well above that. There were two big weeks.
17%.
One of them was. And
that was cars. So.
Well, it was first. No, the apparel was way up.
The cars is a big lover. The point is, I think you're just showing those very good things are pretty damn good. That's it. That's the other point. Well, this jackass stuff, I was glad you talked to Reasoner. And he stood off by saying somebody wrote it. Now that's possible.
That is possible.
Yeah, but you know, as you're reading your script,
you have to realize it's a weak excuse. No,
he knew he was weaseling on it. The important thing is he knows that we trick him on those things. We just, the important thing is that these fellows know that we don't let them off the hook.
That's right.
When they do this. We've just gone back to rather on one. And just every week you have to pick one out and kind of jab it in.
Well, you know, that's one of the he's equivocating on his attack. He won't hit anymore. Remember we talked about that when he came in and got there.
It hasn't made any news in 2 months, but
what's the trouble with him?
Well, I think he's...
I spent time with him, you know. Rode over the helicopter with him, rode back, and I really hate him.
He's, for some reason, what he's done has shifted from that free-wheeling, hard-swinging senator that he was to a chairman of the National Committee who has to worry about the the strategy and the policy and the president's position and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he makes another mistake. He spreads the damn thing. He'll travel off somewhere and talk to 300 people. Not get a nickel's worth of publicity.
Well, who is it? Who is close to him?
Nobody.
Nasser. Probably let him over there for a purpose. Nasser can see that he's killing himself.
Yeah, we've talked to Nasser about it.
You see my point about Bill? It's no lawmakers. He's not making. I raised this because I didn't realize it had been 2 months, but I haven't seen much of Dole for a long time.
So you can't. We tried like Dole to sell him on to one of the networks for a talk show, and they said they couldn't, didn't want him because he didn't make any news. And then we finally got him on one, and he wouldn't come back from Wichita to do it. So, the poor fellow, I think.
No.
Because Dole's got the ability to do it.
I know.
He does have the ability.
I mean, I see what a frustrating problem all of you have, but you just can't get people to do
things. Oh, that just means you try hard.
All right. Isn't that frustrating? It's it goes in cycles. You shift, you get one guy going, and somebody else stays.
If we get 50% of the time that we try to get these fellows, we get them. As long as you get them 50% of the time, that just means you try that many more times.
And you'll never have what you'd like.
Well, I was going to say operation. No, I don't. What I'm looking at, though, is something else. If they can't do it now, after all, even the Democrats, they were making some big plays. Forget it.
Well, okay,
if you've got to get a psychologist, now I go actually at the cabinet meeting and say we brought them in and we gave them. They seem to be all right.
That is our hardest time to get them going up so that things are good.
That's exactly right.
Everybody sits back and says, boy, we got it all good now. Okay.
Yep, that really is, Mr. President. When you were, when you were in California the last 2 weeks in August, and you therefore weren't able to do anything. At least every day, somebody from the cabinet really did step up and did a pretty damn good job. They'll pick it up when Dole is a special problem, which Bob and I have been working on very hard, and we'll get it back. His own self-confidence is involved, and it's just going to figure some way.
Well, he didn't batter too much.
I think what he's done is he's, and you've seen it every time he's been in here, he gets out and does, the worst thing he can do as a public figure is get into personal contact with people, and he does. He gets into small meetings, he does a group of 300, but he also gets into the state and sits down with the state chairman and three
congressmen.
And they all come, Jesus Christ, Mr. Chairman, if you don't get the corn up, we ain't going to make it.
Or,
and he comes running back, or he sits and he spends hours, as you know, with POW families, and he gets terribly depressed, as anybody would. Hell, you get depressed when you talk to him.
That's
the depressing thing.
Well,
but he keeps inundating himself with that kind of stuff, where a public figure like that has got to remove himself from that personal contact and people's petty problems and just demagogue over their heads.
But also Bob hasn't been through enough.
You got to get a thick skin.
And he hasn't been through enough national politics to know that when the governor of Vermont says to you, if you don't appoint this guy FHA director, you'll never carry the state. And they all do that, but after you've been around a while...
He comes right back and he's going to lose Vermont.
Oh, sure. He called me up and he said, we won't carry Vermont next time if we don't appoint this guy. I said, for Christ's sake. That's the typical line.
You won't get the last if you don't go like this, or you won't do this if you don't do that. And also gets involved. He was asking about getting this one to run and that one to run and the other one. I said, no. I don't know what I mean. He's just got to stay on it.
Yeah.
We don't...
My answer to Bob was that the Becker poll in Vermont shows you winning the state 2-1. Then he goes off and moans about something else. I mean, it's just a thing we've got to get him over. And
well, the point is, you don't worry about Vermont if you lose it 2-1. That's the point. He's got to think of the big plays. Christ.
getting down into the canal. And boy, you've done enough of that. Just remember in those congressional campaigns, when you go out and get trapped in those rooms after the dinner and the seven leading citizens say, we've got to sit down and talk with you about the situation here. And then all right about the gun, it's always a party squabble in Indiana.
It's going to all the time.
What comes as
best as well? And so is California.
And that's why it is done.
He's so terribly depressed because of the infighting. And so even if you talk to the women, they're in constant fighting. They'll come in.
Sure.
And it'll come in to talk to Rosa Rosen. He's depressed because men are depressed.
Correct?
Yep. Because the women are fighting. The women are fighting in Arkansas. I wish it wasn't fighting in Arkansas.
So you know perfectly well, as soon as you settle a fight in Arkansas, they'll be fighting in Missouri. So
yeah, it's a fact of life. And it doesn't win or lose elections unless it really gets out of
control. They're all Gladys O'Donnell, they're all for her, and they're all wanting Mary Rowland to do something.
Why do we fight the Mexican Bills
Treasury? Yeah.
Why is she coming up for confirmation?
That's a long track.
It's not settled. She's doing the rounds, apparently.
She's trying to show, an individual. Trying to get
we shouldn't get discouraged at all over how these fellows are doing, because I think basically, Mr. President, they're doing better than they were really a year ago, I think.
Do you remember doing anything a year ago, so that's the point.
I really
think you're operating. Your operations changed your total.
We're getting them up there.
We've got to say as much as we love Bryce. We've got to say this also to McGregor in the Bryce area. We had money all the time. We had to suck those people all the time. They never did anything, right? Except kick us in the ass.
Well, Bryce was used to guys back in the 50s who if you did that, they performed. Okay.
Divine use, for example. But around, I just go to some of the hard lines, right? Let the others go in. I try to get a broken down and then to say something.
Probably makes a hell of an impact when he does it.
You gotta keep using all of the way you can use strategies when you can
every first year jabbing a lot of Javits.
Well, Javits, hell, and now he's calling wanting to know what we'd like him to do next. He loved it because we got them all over the front page or something.
I know. That's what they all want.
And they love that. But each one you have to play just a little differently. And it's just the effort of doing it. I think also, when they read the polls up there in the next 2 weeks, Mr. President, you may find they're a little more eager to get on the piece. Yeah, but those fellows are, that has a hell of an impact on them.
What I'm going to try to do is find also and kill a little bit of people. Later that day after I see Conlon, I'll give you their living. I think just you and him and I will do talk a little more freely on the chicken there. But then you make notes and you give the chicken and I'll initially notes. Okay? So the chicken will, see my point? Yeah, so the chicken will have something. And so is Henry. Henry will not be able to run this thing and say, well, the president wants this or that, his game. So you make notes about it. This is my understanding of what you want. And I think I'll put a permission on the whole chicken. How's that sound? Do you have a strategy for that? Do that, because that's what we need to get at the time. And work out in this come around. It's a big deal. Okay. All right. Well, I must say there, John Earth, when we need to, you can miss on that episode actually. But what is it? I'm going to use. Because John is such a reasonable man, he says, I'm not sitting in the suit. The towers of these people. Sure. And just go to see how it works. The outside. Well, I've even done work like when he went to grow a job. Sort of that side of there's the main lodge. There's a bathroom. There's a bedroom. Oh, that's that's the kind of a place I'd like. It's too far. It's a comfortable. We check to see whether our friends are garbage here. You see, I don't have 25 minutes to take some notes.
Well, don't, my writer, I won't be able to see him in the hall now, but I'm gonna say something. Rosewood is gonna be in the bring your attention, Mr. and Mrs. Frank Jordan's are here in the White House today. If you'd like them to drop in, otherwise there is no commitment to, I'm not gonna go with price, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say.